from the book of Samuel. In due time, Hannah conceived and bore a son. She named him Samuel, for she said, I have asked him of the Lord. The man Elkanah and all his household went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and to pay his vow. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, As soon as the child is weaned, I will bring him, that he may appear in the presence of the Lord and remain there forever. I will offer him as a Nazarite for all time. Her husband Elkanah said to her, Do what seems best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only may the Lord establish his word. So the woman remained and nursed her son until she weaned him. When she had weaned him, she took him up with her, along with a three-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, and a skin of wine. She brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh, and the child was young. Then they slaughtered the bull, and they brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who was standing here in your presence praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me the petition that I made to him. Therefore I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is given to the Lord. She left him there for the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The father and the mother of the child Jesus were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts always be acceptable to you, our Lord and Redeemer. Amen. Mother's Day, or perhaps you prefer Mothering Sunday, a day of cards, flowers, perhaps Sunday lunch. As a child, I loved Mother's Day because we often made cards at school or made a gift for our mothers. On a number of occasions, I attempted breakfast in bed for my mother, whether she wanted it or not. And often, I could not spread the butter on the toast very well, and I have to admit I had a bit of a generous hand with the marmalade. Today might be a day of memories for you, for the mothers who have gone before us. We all come into this world through a mother. She feeds us, carries us, and often in agony brings us into this world. Whether your relationship with your mother was good or a difficult one, there would have come a time in her life when she had to let you be and to become the person you are. I remember two occasions when I left my daughters in university halls of residence, praying for their safety, but also letting them go into a new world of their own. I cried because I was letting go, and although they would come home, they would be persons in their own right, changed by the experience. I had to let go as a day-to-day mother. In today's readings, we have two mothers, Mary and Hannah. Although they're separated by generations, they both share the fate of being chosen by God to bear a son that will change the course of history. They are faithful to God's will, and both of them know that God has a purpose for their sons. What is striking to me is the dignity and the calmness that both these women display in giving up their child to the will of God. What must Mary have thought when Simeon said, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. We don't know what she thought, but we're told that she, elsewhere in the Gospels, that she pondered these experiences in her thoughts and in her heart. But what I can't get away from with these women is their readiness to let go of their child and to let God decide the future of their child. Letting go is difficult. To truly resign the destiny of your child to God takes courage and trust, but above all, faith. To let go and to let God means letting go of your will, of your control, of your determination. How many times in your life can you truly say, I let go and I let God in? It's hard, isn't it? But really, that is what God is asking us to do. To let go of our worry, of our burdens, of our concerns, and of the things we cannot control. God tells us to let go, just as Mary and Hannah did. Now, you might not be into rap music, and neither am I, but I was looking for some way to summarise this homily for you, and I actually found the words of this rap, but I'm going to offer it to you as a prayer. So let us pray. Let God be my rest, be my peace, be my healing. Let God be my joy, be my life, be my freedom. O God, you're my rest, you're my peace, you're my healing. My God, you're my joy, you're my life and my freedom. Let go and let God put me back together. I cannot live on my own will forever. I've only got two hands. I can't hold the world, but he can. I know I've got to let go and let God. Amen.